Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This is an NBC News special report. Here's Craig Melvin.
And a good Monday morning. We're coming on the air with breaking news and a historic moment as well, with opening statements set to start in former President Donald Trump's New York hush money trial. The president has arrived at the courthouse. This, of course, is the first time a former president and a presumptive Republican nominee for president is standing trial for criminal charges. Mr. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 counts of falsifying business records. Those counts are related to a 2016 payment made to adult film star Stormy Daniels to keep her quiet about an alleged sexual encounter, all of which the former president has denied. Today's opening statements coming a week after the trial started with jury selection. Now those 12 jurors and six alternates are set to hear the case against him and his team's defense in a watershed moment for our country's legal landscape. We start now with our senior legal correspondent, Laura Jarrett. She's made her way to that courthouse there in Lower Manhattan. Laura, what are we expecting to see and hear inside that courtroom this morning?
Well, Craig, it was a little over a year ago that Donald Trump stepped into the courthouse here behind me for his arraignment. Today, he walks in as a criminal defendant for his opening statements in his first criminal trial. A remarkable moment for Mr. Trump, for the 12 jurors that are set to sit in judgment of him, and for the country. A remarkable test, as you said, for our legal system as a whole. Those 34 counts, technically about falsification of business records. But the story that the prosecutors here want to tell, Craig, is far broader than that, far more ambitious. The story that they want to tell, a roadmap, if you will, that they want to lay out today in opening statements, is about election interference. In their telling, the Trump campaign back in 2016 was reeling from the release of the Access Hollywood tape and so desperate to make sure that they could shore up the female vote that they tried to bury the story of Stormy Daniels, a story that could have upended the campaign. And so in their telling and prosecutors telling, Mr. Trump directed his former fixer, Michael Cohen, to pay her off with $130,000. That payment gets made just days before voters went to the polls. But of course, the voters ended up finding out about it anyway. And so the defense team is going to want to lay out, Craig, how Mr. Trump didn't know anything about this plot, this alleged orchestration, that Mr. Trump wasn't involved in it, that Michael Cohen went ahead and did it all on his own. And the defense team wants to say, Craig, even if all of this happened the way prosecutors say, which of course they deny, what's actually being falsified, the actual crime here, are his internal business records, records that would have never seen the light of day. So how could the voters have been fooled? So that's sort of the dueling narratives that we're going to see play out in opening statements here today, Craig.
Laura, after the opening statements, of course, witnesses. The first witness, we've been told, a man named David Pecker. Explain how David Pecker fits into all of this and what's the prosecution hoping to accomplish by calling him first.
It's an interesting strategic move, really, Craig, because David Pecker was the former leader of AMI, which is the parent company of the National Enquirer. Everyone, of course, knows that tabloid. And the reason prosecutors want him, Craig, is because he allows them to put Mr. Trump in the room for when this scheme happened back in 2015. And prosecutors telling, they're going to tell this jury here that Mr. Trump, Mr. Cohen and David Pecker sat in a room and they decided to try to catch and kill bad stories that could have hurt Mr. Trump. They're going to say that it was Mr. Pecker and Mr. Trump and Cohen who decided that they were going to take and buy bad stories and make sure that other people couldn't publicize them. Now, Mr. Trump doesn't deny that meeting happened. He can't. But he is going to deny that there was anything illegal about it, Craig.
Laura Jarrett Forrest there at the courthouse. Laura, thank you. Let's bring in our senior Washington correspondent, Hallie Jackson, and NBC News legal analyst, Danny Savalo. So we'll hear from David Pecker, Danny, but we are also going to hear from the aforementioned Michael Cohen, the president's former fixer. Here's a man who wrote a book, literally, called Revenge, about his former boss. He's also a convicted felon. It would seem as if that might make him a bit of a problematic witness for the prosecution.
Much has been made of Michael Cohen's lack of credibility, and he does have that problem. But prosecutors routinely use cooperating witnesses with much worse character issues than Michael Cohen. You'll have trials where, and I've had these, where the cooperating witness comes in shackles and prison gear. So the point is, prosecutors often go to other bad guys to get testimony against the defendant bad guy that they want to convict. This is nothing new. The prosecution's already been seeding the jury, prepping them for the fact that, hey, you may hear from people who have credibility issues in this case. But the state here has a lot of corroborating evidence. And I think that comes a lot in the form of David Pecker, who I think is quietly going to be really the government's star witness here. Not so much Michael Cohen.
All right. Hallie Jackson, of course, there are several other pending cases that this president's dealing with right now. So far, does not appear to have affected him at all politically. Do we expect this will change anything at all with regard to that? Any implications?
Huge question, and one we're really not going to start getting an answer to until after the verdict in this comes down later on this spring, until after we get some polling in the field to see how people feel. But here's what we do know. You are absolutely correct, Craig. His legal issues did not faze Republican primary voters who overwhelmingly backed former President Trump. The question is what happens in a general election. And here is something interesting that I'm watching from our latest NBC News polling. We are all calling it, sort of shorthanding this as the so-called hush money trial, to differentiate it from the other trial, from the other legal issues that the former president faces. The prosecution is hoping to have people think about this not as a hush money trial, but as something bigger than an alleged sex scandal, as an election interference trial. Yeah. Now, why does that matter? Because when you look at the issues that voters say matter to them and matter to this country come November, it's inflation and immigration. No surprise there that those are stalwarts. Those are always big issues. But third, with 16% of voters, they say threats to democracy is one of the biggest issues facing this country. And so if prosecutors are able to make that connection, as you see the former president walking in, that could potentially sway some folks.
We also have Meet the Press moderator Kristen Welker joining us now from Washington. Kristen, good morning to you. Let's talk about the current president. President Biden, so far, it would seem as if the strategy from the White House has been pretty much a hands-off approach. We haven't heard the current president talking a lot about the former president's legal troubles. Do we expect that's going to change this time around?
Absolutely not, Craig. I expect that to continue this week. You are absolutely right. It's been a hands-off approach. Last week, President Biden on the campaign trail in Battleground, Pennsylvania, talking about one of the top issues for voters, the economy. This week, his big speech is going to focus on reproductive rights in Battleground, Florida, in Trump's home turf. He'll be blasting that six-week ban in the state there. The strategy, Craig, is twofold. One, to try to keep the focus on the issues as an attempt to cast himself as a steady leader, as the person who is the opposite of bringing chaos, and also to try to live up to that promise that he made on the campaign trail back in 2020 that he wouldn't intervene in the justice system. So I anticipate we will see this play out. And look at our latest NBC News poll shows that he's narrowing the gap with former President Trump, now just trailing him by 2 points as opposed to five the last time we took that poll, Craig.
All right. Moderator of Meet the Press, Kristen Welker, thank you. Big thanks to Danny. Big thanks to Hallie Jackson, Laura Jarrett as well. That is going to conclude this NBC News special report. We will, of course, have much more on our streaming network, NBC News Now, online at NBCNews.com, and a full and comprehensive wrap-up tonight on Nightly News. For now, I'm Craig Melvin. Thank you for watching.
Hey, did you know there's a little pink pill?
Wait, a what? A little pink pill?
Did you say a little pink pill?
Yes, the little pink pill. You definitely need to know about this.
Are you for real? Just to be clear, you're telling me there's a little pink pill for me?
That's right, the little pink pill. And it's called Addy, A-D-D-Y-I, or flibanserin. Learn more about the little pink pill at addyi.com. See full prescribing information and medication guide, including boxed warning regarding severe low blood pressure and fainting in certain settings at addy.com/PI or call 844-PINK-PILL.
Good news, ladies. There's more. Addy, the FDA-approved Little Pink Pill, is also affordable and can be shipped directly to your front door. That's right. With insurance coverage, Addy is only $20 per month and $0 after month three. If your insurance doesn't cover Addy, there is still a discount program to get you the best possible price and get free shipping right to your door. So now's the time to ask your doctor about Addy. Learn more at addy.com. That's ADDYI.com.